I'm in the mood, I'm in the groove, I'm in the mood for love, and my mind is blasting. As soon as I got close to you, you turned around, you said you won't be lasting.
This is Hannah Lazar, and I'm on the phone with Hadara Levin already. Hi, Hadara.
Hi.
Hi.
I used to be your number one, but now I'm dropping fast to number fucking maybe. And dig this, ain't nothing here that's really over you. Really over you. I still get jealous when a girl is hanging around your skies in blue.
So we're calling you in Israel, is that right?
Right, yes, in Jerusalem, yes.
Wow, so you're currently working on an album, how's that going?
I'm working and actually on two albums.
Oh my God.
So it's taking a very, a long time and a happy time, but it's extremely exhausting. And one is a double album in English and the other one is more R&B and some rap. In Hebrew.
Oh, that's great. That's great. What was the main inspiration for your albums?
Well, most of my albums, and which are in English, it's really life. It's everything I feel about, and it's situations that grab me and people that grab me And I think, for example, like the next album, the double album that you have some songs from, which is in the mixing right now, is like a kind of 2 years of concerts that I went with those songs. And the people I met, some people from the audience and my trombone player and really people I love. It's about people I love, I guess.
That really comes through in your music. Your words are so raw and real, and I feel as a listener listening to your music that I know you personally, but I don't, of course, but you're very...
I think you do, you know? I think you do, more than it can be imagined. I remember I had a friend who was a stand-up comedian in Israel, and once we went out, and he said to me, "But that's not really you, right? What you present, like in shows, it's not really you." I said, "It's absolutely me. There's nothing I didn't say there." And some people feel, and they're right, that they know about me from coming to a concert more than they would know if they met me in person, probably.
Oh wow, that's awesome!
I'm honestly honest, so honest that people don't believe it. You know.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but you spent some time in New York City, and you wrote a song called "Brooklyn Beat." Did you write that in New York?
Well, actually, this particular song, no, I love New York City. It's in my mind all the time. It's in my life all the time. This particular song I wrote in Jerusalem, and it's even about a relationship with a guy that at the time is American. He lives in LA, but at the time he was in Jerusalem, and it all happened in Jerusalem. And we were, like it says there, we still are racing for record deals all the time.
Yeah.
And he's racing in LA now, and I'm here.
Hold it, man, you sound insane. You're only lonely for your music track. And don't forget the night we met, the words we said, so horny, so drunk. There ain't a song that gets as real as lovers race down a record deal. Now I wish that I could kiss you.
You know, New York is in me all the time, and actually, you know, coming to think, the first song on my very first album ever was called NYU, and I guess that's how I summed and that was about New York, and that was about the New York in the 80s, and it's gone, done, and then I could go on doing the rest of the album.
Yeah, because you went to film school in NYU, right?
Right, yes, I did. Time ago.
But you were able to create your own independent film, is that right?
Right, I guess, you know, it's yes, I now that I, you know, you make me think about this. It was all about independent all the time, you know, the indie music, the indie films.
Uh-huh.
And yes, and I was lucky. I really feel I was blessed. I was just, it was very, it felt easy at the time. And yes, I did. I did a feature there that was supported by NYU and by many people. And yeah, it was good times.
Well, what was that? What was the film about?
The film is a love story between three, real love story between three sisters and a brother. Very convoluted and complex. Three sisters and a brother who hadn't seen each other for many years and met for one day in New York City. That's the film about.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you also, other than being a songwriter and, you know, a film creator, I guess writing poetry has enabled you to write some pretty amazing songs, and I hear through the grapevine that you're working on a novel as well.
Right, I am. I have to say, though, music is my home, my ultimate home, my biggest home. But I do come from the written words, and yes, I guess I have a thing with it. And now I'm writing another book. It's totally new. You are the first to know. You know, it's so new. I mean, I wrote it a year ago, but only now I got a final agreement from the publisher, and so I have to work. Still, I have to work on it. But yes, I am working on a book.
Well, yeah, that just seems right up your alley. Anyway, it just seems like a little triad of artistic qualities, film, music, and writing. But you remind me of a beat poet sometimes in your songs. And are you speaking from the top of your head while in the middle of these songs, or
totally in the I'm during shows, for sure. At first, you know, I don't recall my own lyrics by heart, never. And so I come with pages of the lyrics of the songs, but then I just, like, you know, I take the liberty to do whatever I want, whatever I feel. Anyway, sometimes I get so drunk they all fall apart on me, the pages, and I have to. And you know, love changes, and the emotions I do within the songs change, and I just have to say whatever comes to my mind. And certainly in between songs, you know, my dialogues with the audience has to do with that moment, you know, whatever happens. And some of the people caught me on really pretty bad shows where I was like, you know, either depressed or angry or confused or something, and it all came about. So it happened a few times that I fell apart before a big audience.
Because you are so real with your audience.
I think for me, for my kind of shows so far, I think that's the thing for me now. I haven't even said it all yet. So yeah, I want to be me. It's fun. I like it. It's fun for me. Yes.
Well, is there something that you want your listeners to take from your music, or is it just the experience itself?
Probably everyone would take anyway, whatever is good for him. But I think it's the experience. And I feel it would be pretentious of me to say even what, but you could take, I know what I take from people. I know what I take if I went to a Ryan Adams show, which I haven't unfortunately yet. I take a lot, you know, just, you know, the way other people go through life or through crises or through loves, you know, and just being there in the moment is good enough. And just getting high, you know, like getting into a trip of something while at a show is, I think it's about that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, who would you love to share the stage with?
So, like you probably know, Ryan Adams. I'd love to experiment this, although probably would get, I mean, I heard he stopped drinking, but I'd get him back to it. I'd like to share a stage with him, definitely. And, of course, Dylan and Dan Harper and so many Precious Questlove, you know, The Roots, Black Thought, the Roots rapper, and so many people, so many people.
Yeah.
But I'd start with Ryan Adams.
Well, you know, congratulations on your nomination for Best Singer and Best Song from Israeli Music TV.
Yeah, that was really funny. Coming from the alternative scene here in Israel and coming from the independent scene, it was really, wow, here I am, you know, stepping on the red carpet.
What was that like?
I wrote a song about it. First, I have to tell you, it was a good setup for some pretty great songs. I think I was a bit clumsy about it. You know, I didn't know how to be. So I guess I have to grow a little. You know, to be deserving of all that. But it was fun. It was fun. It's really, you know, it's such a beautiful business. This music thing. I mean, with all its toughness, you know, and I think it's a nice battlefield.
Well, that's a good way to explain it. I've never heard a musician describe the music business as a beautiful business, but you know, it really is. It's an avenue that lets you really be who you want to be. And
exactly. So of course you have all the human, you know, the human frailties in it and the human fights in it, but still, it's I'd rather be in that battlefield than in any other, you know?
Yes.
And it's beautiful. I love it. I really love it. It's intoxicating, really. It's an intoxicating business.
Well, who filmed your videos, All I Want and Sort of Everywhere, on your MySpace page?
Who
filmed those videos?
Who filmed? Ah, wow! Those particular two were great experiences. One of them, the more animated one, was done by this amazing animation artist in one of the best schools here in Jerusalem. His name is Itai Attractzi, an extremely talented guy, and it was very, very beautiful, sweet experience. He was young and passionate about it, and he did wonderful things. And it was really, it's getting to be friends with the artists who work with me is the best thing in the thing, you know, in the business. And then the All I Want was shot by few people. And when I went to Scotland to record, we had such beautiful moments there that I thought, wow, I wish we had a camera. And one of the musicians, John Cameron, who's an amazing guitarist and producer, just gave me his daughter's camera. And I even shot, or we shot each other, you know, in several parts.
I guess I really did mess up just everything we had. I guess we had it taken just as long as we have. And I think it's going all right now. If you just let me be, you make me feel so endless. Time and again, I wanted to kill you. Time and again, I wanted to please you. Time and again now. Time and again.
And then and then the guy who finally shot it and finally put it all together was actually an ex-film student of mine from years ago, really years ago. He was, you know, like many, many years ago, and now he also lived in New York. He came back to Israel, and he shot this for me. So it's kind of a home video.
Well, it's fun to see you perform and sing in that video because I haven't been able to see you live.
Wow, yeah. I am getting crazy in shows. It's what I love to do. It's fun. So I hope we can meet.
Yeah. Are you planning a U.S. tour?
I'd love to. I mean, there are no concrete plans right now, but I have a few people talking to me, and nothing is settled yet, but I would love to do this more than anything. You know, there are a few spots, like in America, I'd love to come there again with my music. You know, I never been there with my music. When I was there, I was a film person.
Yeah.
Didn't even dream at the time of ever making music. And I've never been back while I'm in the business, you know, while I'm in with records, you know, with albums.
Well, any of our big cities would welcome you big time. Seattle, San Francisco, Los Angeles.
I'd welcome them too. This would be great. It would be nice. But like, seriously, it would be real, real cool for me. I feel it would be great.
Oh, yeah. Well, would you consider mixing your music with other genres?
Absolutely. You know, I'd love to. Right now, actually, my Hebrew album is... I thought of making it totally rap, like totally hip-hop rap album. Now it's becoming more R&B and some R&B ballads too. Definitely. It was always my dream to try everything I love. And I'm extremely lucky to work with this nice, young, very, very young, actually, producer, a real true rising star here in Israel, who's very deep into the hip-hop scene. And for me, he makes some space for more than hip-hop.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's really cool, and I love it. I love every second, you know, the sounds, the new places I can go there. And, yeah, I'd love to try. There are zillions of places I'd like to go in music yet.
Oh, that's my favorite, when musicians can mix their music with other genres. I love that. I can't wait to hear that album.
I'd love it too. You know, some people, I'm always afraid, you know, I see, like, I sounded some of the tracks, you know, they're like really in the raw stage of working on them. And I sounded some of them to people, and I can see their eyes. It's like difficult for people to see you changing. And sometimes it's difficult to change, you know, taking into new genres, but it's all in all, it's really cool and fun.
Yeah, I agree. Well, you've been compared to a modern day Janis Joplin. I see this with your song Interview. Do you feel mm-hmm. that this is true?
It's always so interesting for me to hear, like, what, you know, I've been compared to, I can't tell you, to from Tom Waits to you know, Macy Gray. Really, I've been compared to many people, and I can see when I hear these comparisons and listen back to the people, I can see, probably, you know, all the people I love are probably engraved in me, you know, whether I want it or not. So yes, I can see some of the things. And with Janis Joplin, you know, I was invited for a few festivals even in Israel to do, you know, Janis Joplin's nights, you know, for them. I can see, yes, I can see our, I'm grateful to be compared to some great, wonderful, you know, road breakers.
Oh, definitely. That's a big compliment right there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I have to tell you, you have some fan questions.
Okay, great.
These are from, I am so sorry if I'm mispronouncing your name, but Soso from Romania. She has five questions for you, or he.
Five
she,
questions?
Yes.
Okay, great.
So we'll see if we can get some of them in there.
Okay, great.
How much of your songwriting is autobiographical?
You know, it's like I hate to break the spell. I'd like to say none, but all of them are. All of them are. Okay. It's all autobiographical.
And she says, what would you say your soft spot is?
My top what?
Your soft spot.
My soft spot. Wow. What do you think she means? I mean, I'm not sure.
Maybe what touches your heart the most?
Wow, so many things, you know. I wouldn't know, like, oh, hands like this. What would right now, putting yourself on the line, you know, with who you are, you know, in life and situations and in one-to-one situations, risking, you know, risking something for something you really love. People, you know. But honestly, good, you know, like good. I don't need polite. I need real good.
Good people. Good eggs. Well, and finally, what period in time would you have loved to live in?
Now, totally. I really love my now. Oh. I don't even know what's not now. And, I mean, the 60s are nice, but, you know, like it says in the interview songs, they are gone not so pretty. So, you know, I want to be now. I want to take the best of now.
If people wanted to get a hold of your CDs, how could they get that?
Well, there's a link. I think it's also on MySpace and also on my other site. There's a link, and you can right now get it only internationally through the internet. There's a special store that does it. And I hope that soon it will be more available in other places. But right now, if you're not in Israel, it's mostly either through particular stores, you know, or through the internet. And, you know, I'll answer anything, you know, if they get in touch with the site. So,
oh, good.
If there are any questions. And
I'm gonna tune in when you get that Hebrew wrap up. That would be awesome.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, that's a totally new experience for me, like, to write. You know, it's funny because it is my native language, you know, Hebrew, my mother's tongue, and still, you know, I've always been writing in English, and it's I'm excited, you know, from the freshness of touching upon Hebrew.
It's
interesting for me.
Well, it's cool. Take care.
You too, and thank you so much. I really had fun talking to you.
Oh, me too, and have a good evening.
Thank you. You have a good day,
I guess. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If I could never see you, I want to feel you beating deep in my heart. If I could never call you, I want to know you're moving my world around. If I could never see you, I want to feel you beating deep in my heart. If I could never call you, I want to know you're moving my world around. I see the people passing by, broken wings, no one's trying to fly. It's been a million years.